Hello and welcome to KnitWorks, a series of talks powered by Rural Knit Youth Network, covering the challenges of rural knits, young people not in employment, education or training, living in the countryside. Rural Knit Youth Network is a European-led multidisciplinary network with the goal of understanding how rural knit social inclusion can be supported. Our network upholds future research capability, especially among young, talented researchers aiming at the creation of a rural youth online observatory. With these initiatives, we hope to foster knowledge use by policymakers and practitioners. To learn more about our project, please visit rnyobservatory.eu-web. Effective policies to address youth unemployment require horizontal coordination between different governmental departments, as well as vertical coordination between priorities placed at European, national and regional levels. Unfortunately, there is still a dominant bureaucratic culture of policy-making silos, with only a few interconnections between education, employment or social welfare. Moreover, broadband European policies, such as the Youth Guarantee, struggle to be translated into meaningful programs at the national or the regional levels, due to shortage of on-the-ground resources or a mismatch between policy priorities and young people's needs and expectations. Rui Marques from IPAV Institute in Portugal talks about integrated governance and which are its main advantages.
We, with the integrated governance model, we have a more powerful answer to the challenge. We could mobilize different competencies, different skills, different resources, different perspectives around one topic, one issue. And put all this together is the best way to have a stronger and the most effective solution.
The director of this Portuguese NGO also reflects in this talk about the main challenges presented to the model, but also its opportunities.
But of course, we know it's very hard to work together, because the culture of our institutions, our organizations is sometimes very away from the collaborative culture. Mm-hmm. The culture of my farm, protecting my farm, working on silos, have a very defensive attitude. When we start to talk with others, make difficult this approach. But the question is very, very easy. We have no other solution to tackle with the wicked problems, and this is why we need to, even is a difficult way, even could be a challenge model, to learn to collaborate, to learn to have an integrated public policies, to have some possibility, some chance to have more successful public intervention in different of these areas.
The main takeaway from this talk is that new models of governance, such as the integrated model approach, can help improve youth employment policies' horizontal and vertical coordination. You can listen to this and other talks in full on the Rural Knit Youth Network project website at rnyobservatory.eu. This podcast is based upon work from COST Action Rural Knit Youth Network, supported by COST European Cooperation in Science and Technology. COST is a funding agency for research and innovation networks. Our actions help connect research initiatives across Europe and enable scientists to grow their ideas by sharing them with their peers. This boosts their research, career and innovation. Visit www.cost.eu.